Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
According to MSNBC, this past Monday, January 6th, Vice President Kamala Harris had to preside over the certification session of her electoral defeat. In addition, we all saw the viral video of Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer's husband, Bruce Fischer, ignoring Vice President Kamala Harris and her attempted congratulatory handshake during the swearing-in ceremony for the 119th Congress. Thank you, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, for your class, your grace, your strength, and your continued fight for democracy. So, Steve, here's a question. What would you have done in this situation? Have you been in a racist and classless situation like this before?
Yeah, I would have just leaned into his ear, you know, and just, you know, put my arm around him and said,
you would have mumbled.
I don't care nothing about your punk ass. and then kissed him on his ear.
Not the Godfather.
Dead in his ear. Real wet, though. Offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's people like that, but that's the class she has. That's why I don't need, I don't need to get into politics. I don't even need to be in that, because I'm not going, you ain't see my hand? Okay. Yeah. And you holding the Bible? Mm-hmm. What's that about?
Yeah, that was the other thing. Have you opened it and read anything in there?
No, man. They used that Bible as a, just like when Trump held it up upside down. They asked Trump all the time, what's your favorite Bible verse? That's personal. I don't want to get it. He don't know one. He don't know one, and just and it's cool. He don't know one. Yeah. That ain't what you do. You got no footage of Trump at church nowhere, unless it's a funeral.
He said, "Wait a minute, unless it's a funeral." That's all time he going.
I ain't never seen him nowhere.
Somebody got to die for him to go.
Bro, have you ever seen him? But it's cool. I mean, you know. But this what he is. He's the president. I respect the office of the presidency. You know, he's our president right now. There's nothing we could do about it. So now it is what it is.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem with this situation. He disrespected the office of the vice president. So was it racism?
He doesn't respect.
He doesn't respect her.
The vice president because it's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but it's racism.
Yes.
See, you can call it. It's racism. It's when they would yell out talking to President Obama when he was talking, you're a liar. You know, no, he's not. But the disrespect and the privilege, the right that you think because of who you think you are and they aren't allows you to use verbiage and actions the way you do. And it's okay. What's that lady? Taylor Ann Green? You know the white lady with the bleach, butch body, bad body.
Oh, Marjorie Taylor Green.
The one that lady. Yeah, why is she still in office anyway?
This you know why. They vote for her.
We gotta
you
know go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.